how to price the cleaning fee in your Airbnb listing. It's actually a very strategic fee that you need to put that is not just for the cleaning, but to avoid having too many one-night reservations. So I do recommend that you set up your minimum night on your listings to one, so that you can really fill up as many blanks as possible in your calendar. But don't get too low of a cleaning fee, otherwise you're gonna get many people that will book for one night, and then it will be difficult to fill up your calendar. So the cleaning fee is strategic in that sense that it needs to be high enough so that you can avoid having too many one-night reservations, and also to make sure that you cover your cost. And your costs are not just the cleaning fee that you pay for your cleaning services, but it needs to include as well the supplies that you provide. So if your cleaning service makes you pay for the soap, the toilet paper, maybe you also have water and coffee that you provide to your guests, you need to make sure that the cleaning fee covers those as well. And you can evaluate the right cleaning fee to apply to your Airbnb listing by simply benchmarking other cleaning fee on Airbnb.com. So you need to look at least 20 similar listings. And those are listings that are, for example, one bedroom if you are renting a one bedroom, or studio or two bedroom. So make sure you compare apple to apple, the same area, the same neighborhoods where you are with your listing, and the same type of property. And once you have those 20 similar listings, 20 cleaning fee, you need to price yours within the top 20% of this. So don't discount it too much. Make sure you price it right so you cover your cost and you avoid too many one-night reservations. Mm-hmm.